The Chicago Freedom School offered food, water, and rest to weary protesters trapped downtown. This has to do with the protests. This doesn't have to do with COVID, obviously. This has to do with the rallies. This has to do with George Floyd. This has to do with how the police treat people of color. So they've been rallying around the world. I'm still amazed that there was huge protests in Milan, Italy. Imagine if you saw a video of somebody in Milan, Italy, who was killed by the police, the way George Floyd was. But it happened in Milan. Would there be rallies in the streets of Chicago? Maybe, but I don't think so. But the opposite is true. In Brussels, Belgium, huge protests. In Germany, in South America, in Singapore, for crying out loud. So we had our versions of that here, too. The Chicago Freedom School then offered food, water, and rest to weary protesters trapped downtown. And the city issued them a citation for doing it because they weren't licensed to sell food, as I understand it. Dr. Keisha Farmer-Smith is on a phone line, the executive director of the Chicago Freedom School. Doctor, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Is that what happened?
So just to share, I'm the interim executive director at the Chicago Freedom School, and yes, that is essentially what occurred.
Were you selling it or handing it out for free?
Oh, no. The Chicago Freedom School has been open in the city since 2007, when young people and youth development specialists like myself began to ask the question, what does social justice look like for young people in this city, and where can they explore social justice? And the Freedom School, since being open, has served healthy snacks or pizza or juice for programming for free to all of the young people and the other Freedom School community members when they come for support. We never charge a dime. And we do not cook food commercially in our space. We do not even have a stove to cook food commercially.
So at the rally, then, as the protesters are going by, you weren't selling the food to them? You were just handing the food out to those people?
We were not selling, nor have we ever sold food
right. To
any protesters.
So you're just handing the food out.
However, it was shared online to young people age 24 and under, who needed a safe space to recharge their phone or to use the bathroom in a clean, sanitized bathroom, to get some water, mm-hmm. or get a slice of pizza for free, that they could come to the Freedom School to be safe. Because at the time, protesters were walking around downtown, and unfortunately, the downtown space was being kettled. It was being closed, and young people did not know where to go. The youth that arrived that night were supported by two excellent adult allies and accomplices, Jack and Tony, who are longtime members of the Chicago Freedom School leadership, and they were given masks if they needed masks. We had hand sanitizer. Everyone was required to wear masks in the space at all times, and young people that needed a safe ride home were supported by connecting them to Lyft or Uber, or we had some volunteers that was willing to give young people a ride home. So that is what we were doing that night. We have never operated as a commercial establishment.
Understood. And that's not my main point here. I'm just trying to figure out then literally what happened. So then who noticed that you were somehow violating some ordinance? How did that even come up?
We don't know. My staff were informed that the inspector had, quote, received a complaint. We don't know who that came from. We don't know why.
And, doctor, did the citation then come in the mail or an email, or did somebody show up? I mean, how did you even get issued it?
The inspector and some uniformed officers showed up that evening in the Freedom School.
Really?
And demanded entry. After receiving entry, they proceeded to process a cease and desist order and hand it to the director of youth development programs, Tony.
What night was this?
This was last Saturday.
Okay, that was the worst of the nights, or one of the big nights. Wow. If it was just this past Saturday, that would have been a relatively peaceful night, big rallies, but it wasn't the night of the looting the previous Saturday. Is that correct?
That is.
Dr. Keisha Farmer-Smith's on a phone line, the interim executive director of the Chicago Freedom School. It's on South State Street, 700 block. And last Saturday night, two weary protesters and ralliers, they were offering a safe space and some water and some snacks. The pictures of the story at blockclubchicago.org show welcome to CFS, food, cheesy pizza, rest, and relaxation. And then there's a picture of some people that are just chilling out there. Seems like a pretty smart, safe, community-minded thing to do. Somebody complained. An inspector and a police officer showed up, and they were issued a citation because they weren't licensed to sell or distribute food, I guess. So, Doctor, that's where the story is right now. How much is the fine?
Well, we did not receive a fine. The cease and desist order does not give us a fine, and it does not also give us recourse. No court date to attend to explain what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
However, the notice does say that if we are found in violation of the cease and desist, we can be closed or my staff can be arrested. So we are very concerned about this because we consider ourselves to be an asset to the Chicago community, and we are proud to partner with young people. We don't want to be portrayed in this way. We were not selling, nor have we ever sold food commercially.
Right.
We just want to support young people who are protesting and using their voice in a safe way.
And I know that distinction is, I guess, important, but it wouldn't matter to me if you were selling slices of pizza for a buck a slice and a bottle of water for 99 cents. I wouldn't care. I think the circumstances were so extraordinary, and this is so trivial compared to what's going on. I can't believe they found a police officer and an inspector to walk in the door. I mean, that's an amazing use of resources at a very critical time. I'm just surprised that you were even on anybody's radar. I'm glad that you weren't fined. And, you know, in the long run, maybe this does you some good. Maybe more people are hearing about the work you do now, Doctor, than would have otherwise.
Absolutely. We have been really blessed to receive a tremendous outpouring of support. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank those supporters of the Freedom School. We have had some young people donating $5 or $10 on Cash App. We have had caring and committed students from places like the University of Chicago donate snacks and protest packs. And we received some tremendous support from some larger institutions. And so we really are grateful for that support, and we just want to continue to support young people and others as they affirm that Black lives matter. Young people matter, and they're doing some wonderful, positive work in this city. And I really thank WGN for paying attention to this, because with all of the stories about Black and brown youth doing negative things, we need to celebrate those youth that are using their voice and speaking truth to power. So thank you so much for asking about our experience.
Dr. Keisha Farmer-Smith, the interim executive director of Chicago Freedom School on South State Street. Keep up the good work, Doctor. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Have a good day.